This is Apollo Control Houston at 26 hours, 37 minutes now into the flight of Apollo 14. We now show the spacecraft at a distance of 107,892 nautical miles, traveling now at a speed of 4,827 feet per second. In approximately 20 minutes, we will have a shift change here in Mission Control. The maroon shift replacing the orange shift of flight controllers. The orange team, headed by Pete Frank, came on duty at about 19 hours ground elapsed time. Until the last hour, when Mission Control, in fact, received a call from the crew, Mitchell, Rusa, and Commander Al Shepard had spent almost this entire time in a rest period. In the Mission Control Center, a flight plan update was in progress for a better period of the time. The plan, as it evolved, did not call for awakening the crew until 27 hours ground elapsed time, but the crew woke up almost per flight plan schedule. Commander Al Shepard reported 7 hours deep and intermittent sleep, as did Lunar Module pilot Ed Mitchell. Stu Rusa reported some 5 hours sleep time. As we look ahead to the next shift, we also look ahead to the mid-course 2 maneuver, and as we had reported previously, that's scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 30 hours, 36 minutes, 7 seconds, with the delta V of 71.3 feet per second and burn duration of 10 seconds. This will require a GMT liftoff update, which effectively at some future point in the flight plan will move the GET clock here in Mission Control ahead about 40 minutes. Because of the absence of activity with the crew on this shift, there is no plan for a change of shift news conference. We're at 26 hours, 39 minutes into the flight. We show Apollo 14 at an altitude of 108,012 nautical miles and a velocity of 4,823 feet per second. This is Apollo Control, Houston.